Some more signs of economic life.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Welcome to the Morning Open. A quick look at trading in the markets and then some analysis about the economy. We got some economic data today that's giving us conflicting vibes. We'll get to those in just a moment. First, the vibe from the street. Where's Wall Street? Numbers are up right now. The S&P pretty much flat, up about 0.05%. The NASDAQ up about 0.2%. And the Dow pretty much flat at 10,433. European markets tacking on 0.5% or more today. And Asian shares were higher as well. The Shanghai index in China rose more than 2%. Here's some economic news we have this morning. Jobless claims, big ticket goods, personal income and spending. We're going to get the breakdown this morning from Diane Swonk, chief economist at Mesirow Financial. She's with us live from Chicago. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
So let's start with first-time unemployment claims. They fell last week to 466,000. Diane, that's the first time under 500,000 since the beginning of the year. So there's this trend of fewer job losses, right? Does that mean the job market's starting to get better?
Well, it means we're firing fatigue is going on out there. We're tired of firing people. We've yet to hire people. And seasonal adjustment added to that, it means that basically the claims weren't as high earlier in the year, and now they're maybe not as low as they look right now. That said, the trend is in the right direction. We still need to get them below that 450 mark to start seeing things tip in the other direction towards job gains rather than job losses.
Yeah, baby steps. U.S. consumer spending was up in October, 0.7%. Incomes rose as well, but not by nearly as much. And it seems like we're spending more than we're making. Is that the way you see it?
Exactly. What we had seen earlier in the year was the saving rate popped up, and now what we're seeing is consumers tap into those reserves of saving to go into the holiday season, and I think that's what we'll see throughout the holiday season. In fact, if we don't see that, the holiday season will be even more dismal than is expected. We're expecting something about flat compared to last year on an inflation-adjusted basis, but that's nothing to write home about given the cliff we fell off a year ago.
Yeah, quickly, durable goods fell about 0.6% in October. Those are your appliances, cars, furniture. Why are people still not spending more money on these big items?
Credit. It's just hard to get credit for the big ticket items. And, you know, really, we're not getting a lot of the housing market, although is limping along. It's not giving the kind of kick that it once did to these furniture, appliances, big ticket sales. In fact, car sales used to go with home sales when people took out their home equity lines of credit to buy the car. That equity ain't there anymore.
All right. Diane Swonk in Chicago. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wall Street's taken a lot of rotten tomatoes lately for its role in the economic meltdown and for the bailouts and the bonuses. So it's no surprise that a group of lawmakers in Congress, mainly liberal ones, want to stick it to Wall Street to get some more money in the coffers to fund job growth and deficit reduction. Marketplace's John Dimsdale is with us live this morning from our Washington Bureau. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
So what do these congressmen have in mind?
Well, the title of this draft bill pretty much says it all. It's called the Let Wall Street Pay for the Restoration of Main Street Act of 2009. The idea is to tax stock trading, options, futures, derivatives, all of it. And supporters say a quarter of a percentage point tax on trades would raise $150 billion a year for job programs and deficit reduction.
So what kind of reaction is this getting?
Well, there's a lot of concern that taxing trades would be a job killer, not a job creator, that discouraging stock trades would choke off productive investments. Columbia Business School professor John Coffey says it would be a blow to big investment banks.
There is a certain inconsistency in bailing out these companies to save the economy and then turning around and taxing punitively their principal source of revenues.
Hey, John, how about in Congress? I mean, is this bill going to go anywhere?
Well, it's certainly not getting any support from lawmakers from New York or Chicago because they worry that the trading business will just go overseas. So it really isn't moving much and probably won't this year.
All right. Marketplace's John Dimsdale live with us from Washington. John, thanks.
Thanks.
More details are expected later today on Toyota's plans to replace gas pedals on nearly 4 million recalled cars here in the United States. That's to address problems with sudden acceleration and getting stuck with the floor mat. One temporary step is to have dealers shorten the length of the gas pedals beginning in January and then develop replacement pedals beyond that.
Marketplace is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs such as The Splendid Table, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
So tomorrow's the National Day of Engorging, and I suspect there have been a few references to food magazines over the last few days. Readers looking for ideas about the family feast. Seems there's been a lot of pain in the magazine industry of late, but a consortium of publishers want to get more readers to their content online. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins now with how they're going to do it.
It's being called iTunes for Magazines. Sorry, folks, no one's going to read your favorite titles to you. Instead, there are reports a group of publishers is creating an online newsstand to give readers an easy way to get electronic versions of the glossies. The publishers include the biggest names in the industry, Condé Nast, Time, Hearst. They want to make magazines readable on various platforms, smartphones, on e-readers. But many of the publications have been free online for some time. Will people pay? George Brock teaches journalism at City University London.
Well, if the magazines aren't made available any longer for free, then some people will pay. The issue is how many people are going to pay, and perhaps even more importantly, how much they're going to pay.
He says publishers have to find a way to make money from their online content. After all, their circulations are sagging. Both Condé Nast and Time announced layoffs earlier this year. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, this holiday, how about a gift of pain? The Swedes have been raving about this new type of mattress pad that's supposed to get and produce great results. It features plastic spikes. Yes, it's like a bed of nails. The New York Times says there are at least a dozen such products online, including the Shakti and the Svenska Spikmatten. And when set upon a mattress, the area becomes a $100 zone of ouch. Promoters say discomfort lasts only a few minutes, give or take 10. But then the body's endorphins kick in. They say the pad helps the body to relax and aids in sleep. But some scientists question the method. They say hitting your hand with a hammer also causes pain and releases endorphins. But, well, you get the idea. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.